Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. This week we're talking about the very first of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, Sermon on the Mount. And the first one is, blessed are the poor in spirit. What does that mean? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So here it is. You will never enter the kingdom of heaven until you recognize your spiritual bankruptcy. To enter the kingdom, and therefore to find true happiness, you've got to recognize that you, on your own, have absolutely nothing. You are bankrupt. Why say this? I don't like what you're saying. This doesn't feel good. The Greek word is tohas. This word means for someone to be so poor, so destitute, that they are reduced to begging. Now, there's a different Greek word for someone who is lazy. This is different. This is lazy and resorts to begging. This is different. This is someone who is so absolutely powerless and helpless, they cannot do anything on their own. So they are left with nothing else except to cower and beg. This person, this tohas, they wouldn't even lift their eyes because they're in such a wretched place. But it's all you can do is beg. You have no capability to work. You have no skills. You are totally dependent on the gifts of others. That is the word that Jesus used. I didn't use that. I didn't make this up. That's the word he used. So if you want to enter his kingdom, that's where you start. Blessed are, happy are the hopelessly dependent. That's what poor in spirit means. Blessed are the hopelessly dependent. Hopelessly meaning, again, on your own. You are so completely dependent on God. Now, this is the complete opposite of the world today. The world says that you need to be self-sufficient in everything you do. And if you want something, you got to reach within you. And you can do anything you put your mind to. Nope, not in the Bible. And to be clear, this is spiritual bankruptcy, spiritual dependency. You can think about it like this. Imagine coming face to face with God. Imagine what that would be like. If you feel anything other than complete inadequacy in the presence of God, then you are not poor in spirit. And this can be hard to accept. I love when God does this. He gives the opposite of the world, right? God says, unless you're poor, you can't be rich. Unless you're a fool, you can't become wise. And until you lose your life, you can't save it. Here's another one. Until you become poor in spirit, until you empty yourself out, you cannot be filled with what God has to offer you. You cannot rely on your own righteousness. Isaiah 64:5 says, your righteousness is like what? Filthy rags. Isaiah 66:2, this is God talking. To this man I will look. Oh, this is good. Who does God look for? What kind of man does God look to? To him that is poor and of contrite spirit. Contrite means you have like a guilty heart. So poor, a poor spirit, and a contrite spirit, and trembles at my word. That is who God is looking for. That is what it means to be poor in spirit. If we want the kingdom of heaven, that's who we need to be. Okay, Slater, I don't love that. But okay, what does it look like? I'll give you some examples tomorrow.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.